All right, we've got some texts to get to. We've got some calls to get to. The Okanar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us on this hot Tuesday afternoon. Democrats couldn't make the threat to democracy stick as an attack line on Donald Trump. So now they're going with something we talked about yesterday. Now they're referring to Donald Trump and those Republicans as just being weird.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her allies are increasingly branding Donald Trump and his running mate as weird. Applying the label with gusto, they've been going after Senator J.D. Vance's comments on abortion, Diet Mountain Dew, and childless cat ladies. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz repeated the jab, talking about Trump last week on MSNBC and Sunday on CNN, referencing the Republican candidate's repeated mentions of Hannibal Lecter in stump speeches.
Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lamb is a lovely man. He wants to have you for dinner.
Boston College communications professor Matt Sinkowitz says it may be an attempt by Democrats to take a Republican tactic and make it their own. Republicans have long shared clips of Harris's laugh and some of her stories to try to make the vice president herself seem weird.
She would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
And have been responding by turning the conversation back to Harris, labeling weird what they portray as failed Biden-Harris policy ideas. I'm Jennifer King.
So do you think the weird thing's going to stick? I don't, you know, I think sometimes it's good for people to be weird. I mean, there's a whole campaign. I've got a bumper sticker in my office that says keep Portland weird. I mean, there's a whole campaign to keep Portland weird. I mean, weird, I mean, it's kind of good. So I don't know that that's such a derogatory comment as the Democrats are making it seem.
Well, if the reaction from, you know, MAGA Republicans that are running for office or in elected office already, you know, if their reaction is any indication, they got big feelings about it. They don't like this.
I don't, you know what? Because a lot of Democrats too, but a lot of politicians are just so straight laced. You know, they're so straight laced and they wear boring suits and they wear boring shirts and ties. And, you know, I mean, I think weird is kind of a cool thing to used to describe somebody. If somebody says, Scoot, you're weird, I'm going, hey, that's a compliment. All right, 97 days left. Get ready for a flood of political TV ads.
The Harris and Trump campaigns are rolling out new TV ads as they seek to define each candidate.
The one thing Kamala Harris has always been, fearless.
Harris's minute-long ad is essentially a career highlight reel as she tries to introduce herself to voters.
This campaign is about who we fight for.
The ads running during the Olympics, The Bachelorette, and other popular shows, kicking off a $50 million ad push before next month's Democratic convention.
This is America's border czar, and she's failed us.
Trump's ad targets Harris's work on migration issues, with headlines about crime and drugs.
Kamala Harris, failed, weak, dangerously liberal.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the state of Georgia was slipping away from the Democrats when Biden was on the ticket. But now that it seems like Harris is going to be the Democrat nominee, the campaign for Harris believes that they can put the state back in play.
Vice President Kamala Harris is making a political show of force in Atlanta today, meeting with activists and holding an evening rally. Campaign officials said the likely Democratic presidential nominee will be joined by Senators John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, and will feature a performance by hip-hop star Megan Thee Stallion, known for hits like Plan B and Hot Girl Summer. Democrats are hoping that with President Biden out of the race, there's new hope for the campaign in Georgia and other Sun Belt battleground states. Harris campaign chair Jen O'Malley-Dillon says that having Harris atop the ticket opens up additional persuadable voters, which she describes as disproportionately Black, Latino, and under 30. Republicans control the state government in Georgia. They counter that concerns over high prices and immigration will transfer from Biden to Harris in the historically conservative state. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump and his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, are holding events in Pennsylvania and Nevada over the next few days. I'm Jennifer King.
All right, coming up later, we're going to talk about the Olympics. Are you watching and what's your favorite sport? And how do you feel about skateboarding as an Olympic sport? How do you feel about breakdancing as an Olympic sport? And we'll also talk about the original sports that were involved in the Olympics. All that's coming up a little bit later.